Peace and light and abundance to everyone. Welcome to the Third Eye Five, Just a Five podcast. I appreciate everyone for being completely patient with me. I know we haven't really been doing episodes in a while. I think it's been like a month or two since we really got into an episode and posted up. It's definitely been a difficult time for everybody. I feel like, especially what's going on in the world right now, things is just out of the norm right now. So, bear with us through these times. Continue to support. I know as far as like the brand itself, we still moving. We just haven't been moving a lot with the podcast, but we gradually falling in place and getting back into things. We just trying to find our way through these times. We have been doing an excellent job with pushing the movement and with Black Lives Matter and the cause of George Floyd, like supporting George Floyd and making design shirts for the honor of George Floyd and just giving it out to the people, and a lot of people been buying it. It's still for sale for only $20. Go check our website out, or go to our Instagram page at Third Eye Five on Instagram, and just check our shirts out and just hit us up and tell us a color what you like, and send us your email and address and what size you want, because it's definitely a good shirt. Y'all should check it out. It's a vibe. We have sold a lot this past month, and we just continue to grow and just continue to sell shirts and just give something with meaning and just keep spreading that light to people. Even though in the mix of these times like this, there's still light to be shed. I appreciate everyone that has been supporting, even without us being on the podcast and everything like that. I'm just thankful for the listeners and the people that listen to us and just want to hear that positive voice out there. I'm just highly thankful, and that we continue to grow and just be great. I wanted to come on and talk about what's really been going on lately, as far as the George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, the rioting and everything, and my whole opinion about it. But first and foremost, for those that's listening for the first time, I'm sorry to introduce myself. I am RK5, CEO of Third Eye Five clothing brand movement. I've been doing this for, with branding my brand for 3 years now. I think it's 3 years. 3 years now since 2017. I've been pushing this brand, and I've just been pushing the bar every since. Like 2017, we was not at this point. We didn't have a podcast. We didn't have the fans that we have now. But we was growing. We was definitely growing. The first year, we was growing a lot. Accomplished a lot of things the first year, and we just kept accomplishing things each and every year. So I'm just blessed to experience everything I experienced through this brand, and what I know I can accomplish if you just stay focused and keep your head strong and just believe in your brand and just really taking everything in and understand that this is not only just something to just look at and push to the side. This is actually a movement, a lifestyle, something that everybody can relate to on a much higher level. Especially you will learn a lot from Third Eye Five, the brand itself. Like, you will learn a lot through this movement. And I want everyone to get in tune with this. I want to reach the masses. I want to reach a lot of people that is willing to open their minds up and understand what is being taught through this movement that I'm pushing. Because now is just at the time where it's just time for us to level up and really take full force and action in everything that we do, and to really be out here for the community and be out here for the people, and just really just giving a voice for the people that don't have that voice and platform. And I really want to just shed light on our people that's like going through it, as far as my people, my black people that's dealing with what's going on right now as far as police brutality, really standing on that and not giving up on the situation and just letting shit slide. Because this year is the end of that. This year, all blacks, and even including white people, are like waking up to the fact of what's being done in America, and what's been even outside of America, is just shedding a whole different light. And I appreciate everyone that's listening from different countries and state and understanding what's going on right now, just been supporting us in every way. Because it's definitely this is definitely a different time. We never experienced something like this, especially dealing with the coronavirus that I feel like is man-made. It's definitely man-made, and it's been pushed out into us to depopulate the whole mass of people, and to really separate us. That's why I feel like it's here to separate us, to not unify as in people. Because now you can see that ever since the protests and everything, the numbers has been down as far as with the coronavirus. In some states is going up, and some places is not. But places like New York, they stats are going down, and they was the high, and they had the highest peak, you know. So I don't know, it's just a very interesting time of like really learning and understanding this system we are being, we've been played with, and understanding what is really going on here. Because I've definitely been taking my time and figuring out how did we get to this place, how we get to this spot that we in, what caused this. And I have gotten some answers. But to speak more onto what has occurred over the couple of recent weeks, far as the rioting, do I agree or disagree about people rioting and just embracing their side of like what's going on? I don't have no problem with the rioting, because we're fed up. Like we're just at the point where we don't give a fuck anymore. Like we don't, like, it's a do or die situation. You gonna stand up for our people or we not? And us doing that says that light for us that we standing up. Like, we don't give a fuck about these stores. We don't give a fuck about the money. We don't give a fuck about anything the authorities have to say or want to put in place, because they are abusing their power. So we're gonna abuse what we been keeping quiet on. So now things is not even gonna be quiet anymore. It's more action now. And however that action is, it is what it is. Just like we couldn't control the situation of like the police brutality and the police killing our people. So now try to control what's going on outside of this, as far as like destroying the businesses and destroying the shit that doesn't matter anymore. Like right now, all that matters is really the consciousness of our consciousness and waking up to what's going on. That I feel like that's the main thing that even matters at this point right now. Everything is just irrelevant and a distraction. Like, we really have to get into our conscious mind and understand what is being placed. How did we get here? Why is this happening? How can we change it? How can we strategize and organize ourselves and our people into a way that we can better the situation and make sure that this will never ever happen again? But I feel like until that happens, a lot of change won't happen. But as far as the rioting, I stand by it, because where was people at when the people, like the white supremacists destroyed Black Wall Street, destroyed Black businesses back in the day? Where was all the commotion at when they did that? Nobody showed no empathy for us when that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about all that? So now it's just at the point where shit keep happening. Well, we about to be what y'all taught us. We about to be what y'all taught us, and we gonna destroy shit. And that's just gonna be, it is what it is. And it's crazy because as I came across this chapter in this book that I'm reading, and don't be scared of what I'm saying and what I'm reading, because it's not to be scared by. And I advise everyone to read this book because it have hidden messages and it talks about a lot of information that we don't know about, that we need to know to understand why things are happening the way it's happening. So I'm reading this book called The Illuminati 666 book. And it has an info that talks about what's going on today. So in my notes, I jot down, it talked about how in the late 1960s, there was a communist that was inspired, that inspired the riots and the looting and attacks and everything. And they were saying, like, the riots, the looting, and everything on police and massive civil disturbance, which have wrecked the American cities since 1964. And the communist program played a part of it. That's what they were saying. And me asking the question, do they still play a part of it today? And I feel like they do, because what has occurred in 1964 is occurring again in 2020. So history repeats itself when we don't know our history. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on, and it's definitely repeating itself, and it's not even necessarily us, because you can see and all over social media that half of these riots and everything wasn't even done by us. It was done by white people. You will see that white people starts it up, and then we follow back up on it. But it all starts with, some of the riots have started with white people and stuff like that. Like here in Virginia Beach, like we had a peaceful protest at the oceanfront that went completely left because somebody decided to drive their big ass truck into a crowd and ran over somebody, and that would trigger the riot, and that's when everybody just started snapping. More police started coming out, showing their ass, and really not being there for the people. So, like, you could see, like, if you want to, y'all go check the type it in on Google, the info about Oceanfront on June, not June, but May something. But yeah, like it's definitely been a crazy time right now. Like I done seen some shit I never thought I'd seen in my lifetime. Especially dealing with the coronavirus, and then behind this we got racism. Like, like what the fuck? Like, what kind of year is this, man? We definitely living in the unknown because we never know what to expect next. But I feel like something more is gonna continue to happen this year, and I feel like this is the year for that. Because we stepping into the year of the new age of Aquarius, and where a lot of things is going to change and things is not going to be the same anymore. And y'all get look into the new age of Aquarius and what it all means and where it all came from. Like, why is there, you know what I'm saying? Because we was in Pisces, now we're going to Aquarius. So understand and learn that for yourself, because that's another topic for another episode we're going to talk about. But I want y'all to take y'all time and research that and what it means. But that's why a lot of things are happening too, because we stepping into a new age, and a lot of things going to change and have to change for this new age to happen. And it's crazy because the Illuminati 666 book talks about the new age and what's to come. It says, like on the back of the book, it says the new age movement. You know what I'm saying? It talks about it. Yeah. It talks about the conspiracy that goes back to the Nimrods, that evil genius who began that ancient something in Mass Atonement. Something like that. I think I'm saying it wrong, but I get the gif of it. It's basically talking about conspiracy and how a conspiracy can be really true for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to be learned and talked about. But so going into that, I've been researching lately about the Sumerians, and learning that how they came about, and the civilization of that, the culture of that, basically learning from it. That the Sumerians, because now we about to switch topics and we about to talk about the Sumerians and how it plays a role, and I feel like in today, because let's get into it. The Sumerians appears on record, they begin around 4500 BCE, located in present day Iraq, which is called Iraq now, which is interesting because we was in war in Iraq, and from my knowledge, I remember that it was some info being put out that we really was in war in Iraq and Deir Station and all that, because they had information and knowledge of the Sumerians, and that they wanted to destroy certain things there, so people won't have the knowledge to know what's going on and why things are happening the way it is. So, and it's crazy that it was like the beginning was in Iraq, everything was in Iraq, and we went into war where shit actually happened at, which was in Iraq, which may be where the beginning of everything of human and how humans came about started in Iraq in that area. Mass Potomac, I think that's what it says, in that area. And it says that the Sumerian culture gave us time. They came up with time, 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour. They were definitely an advanced human civilization on Earth before Adam and Eve. They was here before Adam and Eve. And those people I'm talking about too, you may have came across it is they were called Anunnakis. They called them the Anunnakis. So that's what I'm basically talking about, the Anunnakis. They were advanced humans that had some type of control, had control over the human civilization and how it came about, and cloning, doing cloning and experimenting with humans and making more of them and understanding them and basically making them to a enslaved civilization, to where humans was to work in gardens, mine gold, and basically be put here to do the work that they don't want to do, like basically working for them. That's where the whole slave mentality thing came about. That's why we still slaves now, slaving through 9-to-5, slaving through jobs and shit, different works and shit like that, just to make it and make it in life, because that's what the whole world was brought up on, and shit hasn't changed at all. We still living in the same system today. So it makes sense, because now it's like, why blacks were slaves, why they slaved us and stuff like that, because that's how everything was in the beginning. That's why we was put here in the beginning, was to help work on Earth, help out the Anunnakis and help out them on this planet, of building a planet for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, do your research and don't take my word for it. Do your own research and look up Anunnaki. Go on YouTube. Go on, you know what I'm saying? Do your research. Get books on it, because there's books out there. There's information out there speaking about the Anunnakis that not being talked about in a lot of today's media and stuff like that. Of course, they're not going to talk about this because it's some powerful ass shit that people are not talking about, because it goes against all the religion and what was being taught. That's why it's not being talked about, because it goes against all the religion and how everything actually started. Because what was being taught, that how things was started, was actually not the story. All that, like, there was life before Adam and Eve, and it's living proof, because after them, where all these other peoples came from, like Lilith and all that, you know what I'm saying? And that's another story for another day. But learning through this, us being slaves, we took an oath. Humans took an oath that was passed, and we have to able to break this oath, we have to acknowledge it and understand it and where it came from, and really figure out how to go about it. And I advise you, if you don't, if you haven't visited the website Gaia, check that out, because this is where I got the information from. Shout out to Gaia. They definitely shed knowledge on me and told me, like, really gave me some good ass knowledge about the Anunnakis yesterday. And I just thought I'd voice my opinion on it and everything like that. Cause everything just makes sense, and like, it's everything that's being taught is now making sense and being put together. But yeah, we took an oath And we got to break that oath because we was created as a slave race for a good guy named Enki. I think that's how you say it. Enki. It's E-N-K-I. Look him up. Look up Enki and do your research on him, and you will understand what I'm talking about. Because he created us in a way that we manufactured by Enki to reproduce, like, to birth other humans and stuff like that. So they have control of our DNA and things of that nature. Like, they even had control over our age difference and stuff like that. Because it was going in and talking about the age difference and how back in the day, people used to live longer. Like, in the Bible, you can see that people was living longer. Like, up to 800 years and all that. And it was a question that popped up, like, why the age difference changed. Because the age change dumbed down to 125 years. Because, like, the oldest person that ever lived in history on Earth, that's been documented, has lived up to, I think it was 122 years, and it was a lady in another country. And they asked questions of why and how they who manipulated the DNA so that we don't live as longer anymore. And that was the question. So if y'all could do y'all own research and figure out why the DNA was manipulated and why it got dumbed down to 125 years, please comment, send me feedback, message us on Instagram and stuff like that. But like, they really had control over the DNA and how it was, because I always thought of that too, like why. People was living way older back then, and now it has changed. Like, why is it different? So that would make sense that it was a DNA manipulation that happened to change all that. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense that something in our DNA got changed. And that's pretty much all I want to get into right now. For this episode, I just wanted to dab in that because it had a huge connection to how everything is going about. Please do y'all research. That should be the homework for you guys since we haven't been on air in a while. Before we would go, I want to let me get down to this. There's a royal bloodline, which it was being talked about that the Anunnakis were reptilians as well. So they had blue blood, and so they are part of the royal bloodline. And the royal bloodline are reptilian.
What?
Hold on, I'm on the phone. I'm using the phone. But I'm on the royal. Excuse me for the interruption. But there's a royal bloodline, and it's and the Anunnaki fall on top of that, and it was saying that the Mass Potomac. I think I'm saying it right. It's Mesopotamia. It's over there by Iraq and there. That's the city where the Sumerians were at and everything. And it was saying that civilization was supposed to be reptilian, reptile biology was dominated by copper. That's why you would see us rocking copper. Like, some of us, we come in here with copper or wear copper because the higher ups, that's what they was wearing. And in their blood, they have copper. In our blood, we have iron. Red blood have iron. Blue blood have copper. So it brought a question to me on, is this is why we wear copper, because the Anunnaki, they was into copper. The our ancestors before us, they was wearing copper. Or not wearing it, it was in their blood. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, their blood was blue. So I thought that was interesting, but it got into at the end, it got into the breaking the oath breaking the enslaved oath, and it was saying to break it is by acknowledging it. And by acknowledging it, they had a saying that you should say out loud. And I advise everyone that is listening to this podcast, say this out loud. Because I really feel like this will help a lot of people share with your friends and family. I definitely feel like saying this will break the curse that we're dealing with on Earth in this humanity right now. And I want everybody to spread this knowledge and spread this around, so we can break this chain and break this enslavement of us. You know what I'm saying? So they were saying to break it, we have to acknowledge it. And by acknowledging is by saying this out loud. Here goes. I'm not anymore underneath the oath that was sworn to the Aeneas. I'm going to repeat that. So say it out loud. I am not anymore underneath the oath that was sworn to the Aeneas. Aeneas. I think that's how you say the Aeneas. That's one of the Anunnaki civilization. So look more into that. Gaia. Go into Gaia and check it out, because that's I probably will have a link in the description so everyone can go to it. Because if you want to do your own research and go to the article and stuff like that, you can't. Just go to Gaia, and I'm trying to find the title name for it right now. Hold on. My server's acting crazy. Alright, the article was called The Anunnaki 101, The Ancient Gods of Sumer. Sumer is Cumer. So type that in on Gaia, and you will find the article, and there's a video down below that you can play. And it's going to talk about everything that was being said. It's going to talk about the oath to make sure you say it right. You can go to the video and recite it, and you know what I'm saying, and be in tune with that, because it was saying we are here on Earth to originate our consciousness to its pure state. And there are higher beings that are trying to help us do that, and they provide places to make it easier to for us to meditate and do yoga and stuff like that, like the pyramids, like the mountains, like different spots in nature and stuff like that. They made places for us to meditate to where we can higher our consciousness and bring it to a pure state and out of this enslavement mentality. And I feel like that's exactly how you can break the enslaved oath, is how you, like, raising your consciousness and breaking it to its pure state. And that's what it talks about in the article in the video. So y'all go ahead and do y'all research today. Do y'all homework. Look up the Anunnaki, or even pick up the book, the Illuminati 666 book, and read and really understand where everything is coming from, because it's definitely helping me understand how everything is coming about. And I'm just very thankful for the knowledge that I have learned over these past couple of months. And I'm just happy to pass it down to y'all, and y'all take it and y'all do y'all own research. So I thank y'all for listening. Y'all give me feedback on the Third Eye 5 podcast on Instagram, on Facebook. Hit us up. Please give us feedback. I love getting feedback from everyone that's listening to the podcast, so it can keep me going and just remind me to, you know what I'm saying, keep putting out episodes, because there's people out there waiting. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, like, if y'all waiting or not, because I don't even be getting no feedbacks, for real. But I get a lot of people listening to my message and also following the brand, but I'm not getting people giving me feedback on the topics and the episode. And I want people to get more. I want people to communicate more within the movement, so we can create this movement, so we can become this great movement that will change humanity. And I want everyone, but we can't change humanity if we don't have everyone together and communicating and strategizing and organizing things and talking about things and bringing people together. And that's what I want to do. And the only way to do that is communicating and me getting to know you and just being closer to who I'm listening to. And that's what I want to do, and that's what I care about. So please give me feedback. Hit us up on the Third Eye 5 Instagram page, Facebook, Twitter, Third Eye 5, just spelled out just how you see it. Definitely give us a shout out. Definitely let us know what you think about the episode. Let me know what you think about the brand. And if you really like the brand, support us and wear our gear, wear us and represent us in a way that it represent you and your lifestyle and what you have accomplished, you know what I'm saying, and your consciousness, you know what I'm saying. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed and abundant Wednesday, because it is Wednesday, 8:53 p.m. right now. And I'm highly thankful. Y'all share this with a friend, with a family member. Spread the knowledge, learn more of what is being talked about in this episode. And I want y'all to communicate with me and let me know what y'all think about this episode. So peace, love, and abundance to y'all. And have a nice one. Stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Stay in tune. Check on your family members. Check on your friends. And contact them and see if everything is okay, because we're going through a tough time right now and we need to stay together. Everyone needs to stay together and unify, because life is short and it's, you know what I'm saying? You know what time it is, man. So peace and love. Peace.